Jacka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Joburg and Mbombela both reach a maximum of 26 this afternoon, Pretoria 28. We start with the latest on load shedding, and Eskom CEO Dan Marokane says South Africa can expect more stability as intensive maintenance efforts continue. Speaking to the media in Pretoria yesterday, he confirmed that 3,200 megawatts, including Kusile units, have been restored to the grid. Marokane emphasized that measures are in place to prevent setbacks leading to load shedding.
Kusile Unit 6 is going through its last stages of commissioning. We expect it to be synchronized by the middle of March. Our focus this weekend is to recover reserves. The dam's levels are improving. We have switched off the diesel generators. The key part is to keep the units that are running online for the new week.
Meanwhile, stage 3 load shedding remains in place today. Justice Minister Mameluke Kubai has condemned the murder of community activist and whistleblower Pamela Mabini, who supported victims in the Timothy Omotoso case. Mabini was shot outside her Qberha home by unknown assailants earlier this week. Departmental spokesperson Terence Manase says the minister is now calling for stronger legal protections for activists.
Minister Kubai expresses a deep sadness over this murder and strongly condemns this heinous act and the killing of anyone, particularly those who assist the courts and support victims of crime. Efforts are underway to strengthen legal protections, including reviewing legislation to close loopholes that hinder these safeguards.
Moving abroad, a man who climbed up the tower housing Big Ben in an apparent protest finally descended in the early hours of this morning. The barefoot man, who was holding a Palestinian flag, spent most of the day on a ledge several metres up the Elizabeth Tower at the Palace of Westminster in central London. He shared a number of videos on Instagram during his 16 and a half hours on the tower. All of Westminster Bridge was closed yesterday while officials negotiated with the man from a cherry picker. Westminster police say the man was arrested shortly after he came down after midnight. To rugby news, and the Sharks beat the Lions 25-22 in a tight United Rugby Championship contest at Kings Park in Durban yesterday. Springbok skipper Siya Kolisi scored a brace of tries for the home team. The bonus point win was enough for the Sharks to win the SA Shield. And in Six Nations action, France moved into pole position yesterday, withstanding an early injury to captain Antoine Dupont, to thrash Ireland 42-27 in Dublin. The bonus point victory moves France 2 points ahead of Ireland and 6 clear of England, meaning any kind of win over Scotland next week will almost certainly secure them the title. I'm Martina van der Walt Elers, hoofnuus, die uitvoerende hoof van Eskom, Dan Marokane, verseker Suid-Afrikaners dat maatreëls in plek is om terugslag te voorkom wat lei tot beerdkrag. Dit terwyl fase 3 vandag steeds in plek is.
Jacaranda FM plays more.
Baby, you're a firework.
Music.
Is it too late now to say sorry?
You love.
You're too sweet for me.
Like this.
I can't feel it. Girl, pick up your phone, I can't believe it. I can feel my spirit slowly leaving. I can see myself and I'm not breathing. I'm not breathing. Slowly bleeding. I wish that I told you all my feelings. I hope that I live life for a reason. Tried with you, saw my life with you, end of time with you, now we're strangers.